Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today we're going to talk about an article that we've been reading. Over the past few weeks, we've talked about a lot of different things. We've done different series on different things. But what we have done is we have neglected the articles.
That's right.
We have neglected mental health in the news and
my early morning musings.
Yes. Right. Everything has been
we hit a sort of a busy period for two weeks.
True. That's true.
We're emerging.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So we're coming out of the shadows and back to some of the things we were doing before.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to catch up on some of the articles that have been out over the last few weeks and everything, so that we can kind of share some of that information.
And did we ever find one?
Man,
I'm really excited about this one.
There's some good ones. And so today, we're going to talk about an article that was published in Psychology Today. Mm-hmm. This one was just published last week.
Right.
And it's entitled, "The World's First Clinical Trial Finds Diet Works for Depression."
Right. What was exciting about this when I first saw it, because it was originally published in one of the British medical journals.
Right.
And then it was abstracted, excerpted in Psychology Today.
Right.
What got my attention was when it said, "World's First Clinical Trial." And for those of you who don't know what a clinical trial is, we've been hearing for years about the advantages of different diets.
Right, right.
But it's usually what we call anecdotal evidence.
Right.
People say, I ate this diet and I started to do better. Or you had 10 people in a study and they did better.
Well, even doctors will just say, I have a whole bunch of patients and I put them on this diet and they tend to do well.
Better. Right.
We don't have any, data.
Right. And what this meant is that this was a controlled study.
Right.
So they actually put one group on the diet and another group didn't have the diet.
Right.
And comparing these two groups was what attracted our attention to begin with.
Yeah.
Okay, so we said, wait a minute, somebody actually did a clinical trial. So we read the abstract, we read the excerpt, and it is fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
That I'm really excited to talk about.
Yeah, it was done down in Australia, and it's part of the SMILES trial, they call it.
Right.
But it was looking at the modified Mediterranean diet.
That's
now,
true.
Back in January, mid January,
we did
a podcast on the MIND diet, the Mediterranean and DASH diet that helps with neurodegenerative
That's
delay
right.
and those kinds of things. But this study looks at a modified Mediterranean diet as a potential benefit. Treatment,
right?
For depression.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what got, because you and I have talked about it for years now, that there is some connection between diet and mood.
Yes.
But there's very little research of this caliber or of this type to actually document it.
Right.
And here we are, after talking about it for a year and a half, to find this article was really exciting.
Right, So the study was done by Dr. Felice Jacka.
Jacka looks like A C K A.
Right.
Jacka.
And she looked at, again, this modified Mediterranean diet and had began the study with the same criticisms that we were just talking about.
Right.
That most of the research, quote unquote research out there about the benefits of diet with mental health is a lot of anecdotal. Nothing could really prove that a diet could treat or really have any major benefit to a mental health condition.
Right. And that was the advantage of this one. And it's done by and also, this is 7 years of research.
Right.
I mean, she's been working on this for 7 years.
Right.
So this isn't something that just popped up, over a couple of weeks. This is long-term studies.
Right.
Over a very long, that 7 years is a long time to study anything.
Yeah.
So it was really exciting. Reading about this woman's work.
Yeah, so she and her team recruited 67 men and women with moderate to severe depression, which is also a big thing because, a lot of the previous studies have looked at mild depression or acute depressive symptoms and things like that. And so they are 67 men and women with moderate to severe depression with generally unhealthy mm-hmm. diets and those kinds right. of things. But we're also taking antidepressants or in
yeah,
therapy.
Yeah, they're in treatment. Yeah. The other nice thing about this is that people, and she didn't make any, she said they were in treatment. Medication,
right.
Non-medical treatments. So they were already, and they left all that as it was.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And that was also interesting.
Yeah. So they assessed, they did a depression scale
right.
prior to starting this modified Mediterranean diet. And then after 12 weeks,
right.
it was a 12-week study.
Which is short.
It is relatively short. I mean,
for,
if you
for
think
a treatment study,
exactly. I mean, it's about 3 months.
3 months,
just shy of 3 months, mm-hmm. which is, you know, when you think about what you need to do to develop new habits and things like that, you're really
exactly.
kind of getting into it mm-hmm. With that 12-week mark. So,
and then
great.
Another thing that I liked about the 12 weeks, not only does it, that's a very rapid turnaround. I mean,
yes.
12 weeks is short, but also, if it had gone on for 6 months or a year. You could say, well, there were many other mm-hmm. other factors that may have contributed to the change. But
right.
in a 12-week period, it looks like the single variable, which was diet,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
was what is responsible for much of the change.
Right, yeah. right. So, of course, they found, and they took half of the people
yeah.
and put them on this modified Mediterranean diet, and half of the subjects continued with their regular
right.
diet.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found is, of course, the group in the modified Mediterranean diet had a significant improvement
right.
in their depressive symptoms.
The scale that they use, and I confess I don't know this scale. I think it's,
right.
it's you probably used in Australia.
Yes, the Montgomery-Åsberg Depression Rating Scale.
Right, so it's a self-rating scale.
Right.
From 0 to 60.
Right.
With and the higher your number, the more
right.
severe your symptoms.
Right.
And so on this 0 to 60 scale, they found that the people on the diet actually went down 11 points.
On an average of 11-point
right.
decline.
Average 11 points.
Right,
okay.
right. So some a lot more and some a little bit less.
Whereas yeah. the control group, the people who weren't on the diet,
right.
went down...
Like 4 points.
Like four.
Okay. So that was... So and it's important to note that that is the case in almost all research with depression, mm-hmm. that even the control group gets a little bit better
right.
after a period mm-hmm. of time, even though they're not getting any
right.
other treatment or anything like that. And that's because for many people, you know, depressive symptoms wax and wane.
That's right.
So you have periods, you know, you tend to seek treatment when you're at your worst.
Right.
And so after a little bit of time, you naturally get mm-hmm. better a little bit. And so
right.
what this study suggests and what those control groups suggest is that this is about how much we would expect you to get better by itself. If you weren't doing anything.
Right. Didn't do anything different.
And so they found that the group with the modified diet, they improved almost three times as much.
That's right. It's a factor of three. And what even more surprising, the second measurement that they took was remission.
Right.
Remission of symptoms.
Right.
And there it was even more dramatic.
Right. Yeah, 32%
right.
of the people in the modified Mediterranean mm-hmm. diet group no longer met criteria for depression
right.
after 12 weeks.
Right.
So they went from moderate to severe depression
mm-hmm.
At the beginning
right.
to no longer meeting criteria for depression within 12 weeks.
30% of it, one out of three.
One out of
every
three.
Third person
right.
was symptom-free at the end of 12 weeks just by changing their diet.
Right. As compared in the unhealthy group, because again, we have that right. same cycle, only 8%.
Right.
And so
just
here we have a factor
like
of four.
Two or three, right.
Right. Two of the 25 people who completed
right.
that were in that group.
Compared to a third, compared
right.
to 11.
So again,
those are impressive numbers.
A factor of four
right.
with that,
right.
with for remission. That's
right.
that's amazing.
Right. And all you're doing is you're asking people, you're simply asking people to do what we've been saying for years.
Mm-hmm.
Eat healthy foods.
Right.
Get rid of processed. That's the most encouraging. The most exciting thing about this research is that it's saying, once again, get rid of processed foods, get rid of sugar, all
mm-hmm.
the things that you've been hearing about for
right.
years, and replace them with whole foods.
Right, okay? right. Yeah, the main thing, you know, when you think about this modified Mediterranean diet, it has encouraged foods and discouraged foods. So
right.
you're discouraging, as you said, sweets and refined cereals.
That's
and
right.
fast
stop
food,
drinking
fried
soda,
food.
Stop eating fast food.
Processed
yeah.
stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But eating, you know, whole grains and fruits and vegetables
right.
and low-fat, unsweetened dairy was specifically listed.
Low in sugar, low in fat.
But nuts, raw, lean
whole
meat.
Whole grains.
Yeah, those kinds of things. Right. So it's just, really it's just a healthy diet. And we'll put a link to the Psychology Today article in there, and you can see a more specific list of the diet. But it's fascinating. And, they didn't restrict calories.
Right.
So you could eat as much as you wanted. You just had to stick within those guidelines.
And it was also cheaper.
Yeah.
It was like 16% cheaper to eat the healthy diet than it was to eat the unhealthy diet.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
It's just all advantages.
I mean,
it really is time. If you're on the fence, you've been thinking about it, wondering whether you should do it, or take a look at this article, because it's good research, it's good science. And excellent recommendations.
Yeah.
So tell us what you think.
So and check out our previous podcast from, I think it was January 14th when we posted
that one. Mind diet.
Yeah, that was the mind diet. Right. And so
a modification of the Mediterranean diet.
Right. It's the Mediterranean along with the DASH diet, which is a diet for heart health. So, all right. So check out that Mediterranean diet. We're going to talk sometime about this other research being done over in Israel that is looking at personalized diets. Mm-hmm. That is fascinating stuff.
Right.
That is amazing what they're doing. So,
yep.
If you're suffering from depression, it may just be as simple as changing your diet a little bit to find some improvement.
Right.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Mm-hmm.